Welcome to Office Hours. It is already the starting time, so we're going to get started. Make sure that you drop your questions about Resonate into the Primetime Questions thread. I will go ahead and link that from the texty thread here so that it's all linked up. I'll also at tag Office Hours so they know that we're starting. I don't see any questions currently, so I'll just rant about PHP some more. So I need to run some PHP locally. Now, I just need to work with some classes, right? I don't need to do an actual web server. So all I need is the PHP binary on my path. And like, I go to Google and I Google it and it's like, oh, if you like download a zip of PHP and then like manually add it to your path environment variable, it's just like, this is like 2024. Can I not just get like an exe somewhere? Apparently there's not one available. So then I remember Chocolaty, which is a Windows package manager, and like Chocolaty's PHP package like just doesn't work and doesn't tell me where PHP is installed. So I'm searching my computer for PHP because I presume it's installed somewhere. I just need to like find it because Choco's like, yeah, I installed PHP for you. I'm like, where? Pretty sure you didn't. So yeah, if anyone knows how to do that, that would be great. And that's until we talk. Any questions? It's so annoying. Like, it would be faster for me to, like, I don't know, open up a Linux distribution and, like, apt-get install PHP. But, like, nope. Apparently, if you're on Windows, you just have to sort of, like, you know, manually do stuff. Angry. Ooh, you got a refresh. Oh, excellent. So Alexia has a refresh env command. This might actually be, like, I like Choco because, like, I like being able to basically be like, all right, today I need to use Python because, like, that's my life, right? I just randomly need to use a random programming language. I don't particularly care what the programming language is or how it works. I just need it working. All right, I have refreshed the environment variables in Choco. And I'm running PHP, and PHP is not found. Chundalek says it might be in C program data, Chocolaty libs. All right, that's C program data, Chocolaty lib. Hey, PHP's in here. No, actually, I correct you there. There is a NuGet package for PHP. Not actual PHP, a NuGet package for PHP. Excuse me? Let me open up this NuGet package and see what's inside here. Is that absolutely necessary, dog? I'm having a day. Hey, come here. Come here, be nice for the audience. If you don't know, this is my dog, Feta, and they like barking randomly at the front door. They're very bad at that. But if we bring them close to me and we ask them to sit. No. Hey.
I'm not done with you. Come here. Good boy. Sit. Sit down.
Stay there.
Okay?
Stay there for a couple of seconds. Alpha Neon says use Linux subsystem. Yeah, I might do. Like, I just need PHP on the, you know, just on the path, and then I'll be fine. So we have an actual question here, so I can stop ranting about PHP. Draconis asks, any neat worlds or creations you found or any interesting GitHub stuff you worked on the past week? I don't remember what I was doing last week. All I know is that over the weekend, my internet dropped out, and it wasn't something I could repair myself. Like, I did all of the diagnostic steps. And then I do the bit where I think it's, or like, I assume it's an outage for like a few hours, so I took a nap. That nap turned into 6 hours. And it was still down, so I'm like, all right. Called a tech out to my apartment, had to wait for them to arrive. They arrived at 10 today, and basically the wiring panel in my closet has gone, and so they just bridged the connection, right? So it used to go like building switch, connection panel in my closet, and then out to the living room here. But now it just goes like point to point, doesn't go through the wiring panel in the closet because that wiring panel's gone bad. And like, I could have totally fixed that myself. I just didn't know that was the problem. So I could have added internet like 2 or 3 days ago, but there we go. You learn much. So I haven't actually really been doing much. I completed 2 video games. It turns out that not having internet is very productive for playing video games without distractions, but there you go. It looked like Choco installed PHP, downloaded a NuGet package. I don't know why, but inside that NuGet package is a shell script, which will install PHP. It just didn't. So I think I'm going to end up doing it manually with the, like, you know, manual path adding, because I just need it. Like, I need it. So there we go. That's it, though. That's all that's really been going on. I was just talking about the fact that I need to get the dogs, I need to get their nails trimmed. And so I was looking into it, right, because I don't know about you, but nail trimming is a bit of a traumatic thing for some dogs. And there's a groomer that is literally just around the corner. And I was like, ah, that's going to be expensive. But no, they'll do like a full groom, like all the works, including nail trim for $26. I'm just like, that sounds fantastic. So I'm going for that. I'm booking the dog in now, since we don't have any questions. I'm very confused here, right? Service include a shampoo, full blow dry, brush, nail trim, ear cleaning. Good, right? And then I hit continue. And then it says you can upgrade to have upgraded shampoo and conditioner based on your pet's needs. Now, dogs are like a massive mixed breed. They can handle anything. Yeah, it's like upgraded shampoo. All right, they've got no appointments available online. I don't know if you guys have this, but like, if there's an online ordering system for something like appointments, like doctors, dentists, opticians, apparently dog groomers is now that. If they have an online system, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't work, or it shows the fact that they have no appointments available. And then you telephone them and they're like, oh yeah, we've got tons of appointments available. And then I'm like, then why does your online booking system say that you don't? And they go, oh, well, we like to keep our online appointment thing full because reasons. And I go, that's really silly. That's like really, really silly. And they go, yeah, but like it because it does this. And I go like, well, that's not accessible, is it? Like, the reason I want to use an online booking service is because, like, I don't want to spend, like, 10 minutes on the phone giving out my, like, details, such as my address and telephone number, when I can just put them into a web form and be done with it. But, nah, your online booking system has to be full. So instead, I have to, like, you know, press an earphone to my face and be like, yeah, let me just read my address, like, 14 times, and you'll get at least one detail wrong, because phone lines in 2024 are still about as good as they were in the 90s, which is terrible. Anyway, questions. Ozzy said, I recently saw the LNL library is going to be properly CI'd. How difficult is that to do? Should be easy for LNL. Should be easy for that particular library. The others are hard. It depends on if they've got any native dependencies. I'm not worried about it. I will get to it today once this PHP stuff is over. There's got to be like someone who's just like, I am the PHP wizard, I'll fix your issues. I was just like, great. You know, you can like call out like a task rabbit to your house to like build IKEA furniture or something. I wish there was like one for computers. It's like, come to my house, just install PHP. I'm just lazy. But yeah, we want to do that because we keep making changes to it. Like we avoided doing it for a recent change for the socket disposed error that was actually patched in upstream, but they hadn't released a new NuGet package for it, so I did have to patch the DLLs manually on our bridges, and so I don't really want to do that, but I will if I need to, of course. Let me see if they've published a new release, because it'd be good to like base it off of that. No, they still haven't released a new yet. Okay, so if we fork based on that, it'll be good. Yeah, that'll be easy. All right, well, I still don't see any more questions, so go for it. Like, if we've got questions, go for it. Actually, whilst questions are approaching, I'm just going to mute, go grab a giant glass of water and chug it. I will answer questions the moment like I get back. I'm back with a mug of water, not a glass, because I'm out of glasses. The dishwasher's full, but whatever. Mug of water. Sometimes it feels great to drink things out of the wrong container. Like, I remember those times where I drank like Pepsi out of like a wine glass. I always felt like, oh, this is fancy Pepsi. Okay, so Panda asks, what games are you playing whilst no internet? Feta, come here! They're very barky today because they really didn't like the network tech. Come here! Come here! You've not been bad, I just want to distract you from your barking fit. Sit down. Okay, now I'm going to rub your neck for the rest of the office hours. Not your neck, listeners, the dog's neck. Yeah, anyway. Panda says, what the games were you that I was playing whilst I had no internet? So I was playing American Arcadia, played the entirety of that. Saying anything about American Arcadia other than I was playing it is like a spoiler, because like the game is heavy, heavy, like story driven. Very, very good game. Genre bending as well. I love like successful genre bending. Sometimes games don't do it well. You know, like 1 minute you're playing this type of game, 1 minute you're playing that type of game. Very well done. In a way that I haven't really like seen before. That's good. Like Nier was another title that did that. Like Nier, you'd like, you know, be playing like an RPG third person game, and then suddenly you'd be playing a rail shooter, and then you'd be playing like a puzzle game. It's just crazy. Just take a look at Nier, take a look at American Arcadia. And then another game called Air, that's AER, Memories of Old, which is like an exploration chill game. I was not stressed out, but just like frustrated at the fact that I had no internet. And so I put that game on. You play as a lady on a pilgrimage in like this like sky island area. She can turn into a bird, which is never truly explained as far as I can tell. But she can turn into a bird, and so it's really chill. So try that out. If you want Steam links, I can do Steam links, but then it's like, you know, I've got other questions to do. Nuki says, could there be a section of the world tabs for us to publish default homes? Yes, that would be a great GitHub issue. Chandlik says, how exactly does the save avatar button work in the inventory? Not quite sure. I can go find, though. It probably just communicates through the avatar root component, though. Arf Dawn says, what game systems do I have? Anything from, like, last gen-ish or the gen before. So, like, I have a PS4, don't have a PS5, have no interest in a PS5. I have an Xbox One. I have no interest in getting an Xbox refrigerator. Xbox One Series. Can they just name their console something differently? It would be amazing if they did that. I have no interest in Switches. Like, I know, like, I should, because, like, everyone's like, oh, good party games, etc. But, like, no one ever visits me here. So, you know, there's no need for a Switch. And then some people talk about, like, a Steam Deck or something, and it's just like, if I'm in bed, I should be sleeping. And if I'm not in bed, I'm at, like, my computer, and it can do, like, so I don't need a Steam Deck. And people talk about travel. It's like, when I'm traveling, I don't want to be playing games. I want to be, like, hanging out. Like, at BLFC, for example, I spent only sleeping in my room. Everything else, I was outside my room. Alpha Neon says, got you the Xbox account for saying some things of voice comms now? I mean, if you break their guidelines, which you agree to when you purchase a console and use it online, then they can do whatever they want. I love all these threads that come out. It's like, you know, when people ban, here's an example, like VRC bans some creator. And it's like, oh, wow, why did they ban the creator? And it's like, well, they broke the guidelines, so they got banned. Like, it's as simple as that. It's almost the equivalent of, you know, like, you know, you walk out in the street, shoot someone dead, and then the police arrest you. Like, why am I being arrested? I didn't know murder was illegal. Electronus talks about the render transform override issue. That's not moving at all. I think we need to, like, upgrade Unity to do that, and that's like it's a thing. Remember that there is material override, which can be safer. You just, like, make your head invisible or something. Nuki asks, is there a better way to force an asset for a collider to load before the rest of the world? Putting it into the world first won't do that. It might appear to, but it's not doing that. You can for collisions or colliders specifically, I've got a tutorial video on that one, but otherwise, no, there's no way to do it right now. Visemes, yeah, there we are. That one there. Did I get the code base open? I sure did. So let's look for inventory browser, add current avatar, save active avatar. Yeah, so when you hit save avatar, it goes to the avatar manager, finds the head node of any avatar, and then saves the head, basically, by doing head.getObjectRoot. There you go. Aaron asks, is there a reason the slot segment mesh constantly updates without any set points, or when the set points don't move? Sounds like a bug, report it on the GitHub. It's good that we added that new diagnostic-y thingy, the update count, because you can now see meshes that we may need to, like, do a performance pass on. Mr. M says, I'm curious what the heaviest thing that brings down the FPS is. We don't have a chart, right? So it's not like, you know, we've got a big chart and we can sit in a boardroom meeting and talk about the biggest performance candidate. We are aware of performance issues. We're aware of things that do bring down the FPS, but we're not clear how much they do in a tangible way. Like, I can't tell you that given X update, the FPS will increase by X amount. We know what will affect it, but not by how much. So if I could, if I restructure that, some things which are affecting that are, and then we go from that. So one of the big ones there being Unity, another one being the data model, and Fruxx is typing, so we already have, like, a full list. But like I said, we can't be like, yeah, if Fruxx does this part of the engine upgrade, we'll give you 5 more FPS. I should probably, like, make a flowchart or something, like, just, like, a list of them all. So we could have a list for it, because we could just be like, you know, this, yes, this, yes, this, no, doesn't affect the performance at all. And yeah, it's the object root, not the avatar root chandler, because again, avatars can have additional avatar roots. There can be more than one root. This dog has been barking all day. I'm going to take them on a longer walk after this office hours, see if I can burn up some energy, but they've just not been happy ever since their sanctuary was violated by the ISP man that fixed my internet. The ISP guy, I think his name was Trevor. Like, shout out to Trevor. Trevor made my day. He gave me internet back. Chunderlack's talking about filing a bug report. Yes, I would recommend that. Make sure to include a sample avatar if you can. Feel free to remove any meshes, but like leave the general slot structure there. I don't think his name is Trevor. Maybe it's Trevor. We'll just pretend his name is Trevor. There's usually like a customer satisfaction survey that comes from the ISP after the event. So when that comes in, he'll get a glowing review, and then whatever his name is, like, you know, his manager will know that he was appreciated today. Sorta says, to be fair, I'd upset if some random guy came into called Trevor, named my house without asking me. Yep. Annoyingly so, and to answer After One's question again, which was repeated earlier, there was an issue in the wiring closet of my cupboard where the wiring panel had gone or whatever, so he just bridged the cables and then left. The dog's crate is in that room, though, so there was a big strange man in the closet of where the, you know, the dog sleeps, so they were barking all day about it. Oh, did I miss a question? Thank you, Lex. Tesseraction says, is it possible to disable certain nodes from being used in the world? No. There's no capability to do that right now. There is an exception with like one or two nodes, maybe one that can only be used in unsafe mode, but you don't need to worry about that one. You can't filter nodes that are being used in the world right now. There's more than one unsafe node? I don't know what the other unsafe one is. Let me write text to file. I know write text to file because I'm the one that like asked for that to be happening. Find all references to unsafe mode. Yeah, there's only one. Alpha says, someone's going to make a box that filters protoflux nodes. Yep, they're more than welcome to. It's just like a weird space race at that point, though. That is the only problem with the band slot box. It just needs a better name. Like, you know, like if it just had like a, I don't know, the regex remover thing. Like, just like if you named it slightly differently, probably wouldn't have had much issue. Mr. M's having a conversation with Freaks about performance. Shaders are like okay-ish. There's always stuff you can do in Shaderland, but we're not like as GPU bound as like we think. It's mostly CPU bound. Now our shaders are a bit of a mess for other reasons, but we'll get there. All right, I'm seeing questions wind down. So for those who are still typing, feel free to ask a question. Otherwise, we'll be winding down here so I can take the dog for a walk and then install PHP or something. I guess I could run it in a container. Like Vagrant might be an option, but then I have to install Vagrant and stuff like that. Like I might just pull open a laptop and run it on there. Draconis, the bug report that you have provided doesn't give me enough information. Maybe just don't spawn that yet. I don't know. Because also could mean, like, this is why we ask for bug reports as well, right? Like, what do you mean relog? Do you mean log in, logging out, close the world, open the world? Do you mean restarting the game? Like, please just log a bug for that one. Svekin asks, how have you gone with adjusting the status page sensitivity? Still haven't done that, because I wanted to stand up the monitoring stack, which might blow away that configuration. It shouldn't, because I'll still be using the same Docker volume for the monitoring stack as I was using for the singular container. Right now, we're just running status page singularly. When I redo Docker Compose up, it will switch over to run a Uptime Kuma Prometheus Grafana stack, which will be incredibly powerful, more than you can ever imagine, unlimited power, at which point I'll configure the sensitivities because then it'll be a bit more stable there. I'm not. Mr. Aaron, Docker is amazingly confusing. Docker Compose is amazingly confusing. But suffice to say, we'll end up with being able to have more alerts of different varieties of different type that will allow us to see something. So one of the ones I want to send up is the percentage of emails that we send from the ticket desk actually getting to their destination, and I want that to be 99% rather than right now where it's at 93%. I am not happy that it's at 93%, but 93%, hey, we couldn't measure that. Like a month ago, we had no idea, but we do now because wizard. Yeah, I still don't really understand Prometheus that much. I think it's just like a time series database. The PHP is so that I can run... The PHP that I need to run is so that I can run a unit test, which I wrote, for the open source ticketing system that we use that is written as PHP, I wrote a unit test to prove that a particular feature of it doesn't work, and then to sort of diagnose how that does there. I just want that unit test to be my sort of test bed for that. Otherwise, I have to stand up the entire infrastructure, a database, etc. Whereas if I can get it into a failing unit test, it means I can fix the whole problem without running my own thing. So for all the sort of summary of Docker, it runs containers isolated and virtualized in a way that is easy to reproduce. So instead of having to install a bunch of dependencies or manage a bunch of operating systems, I just do a bunch of Docker commands I found on Stack Overflow and it works. Apparently it's not like full virtualization like a VM, it's like shared virtualization. I don't really understand it, but it's good. Of course there's a website called fishesofaustralia.net. You guys are crazy. Are there species numbering as well? I wonder what happens if I put in... Okay, so here comes a Star Trek joke. So if you look at that URL for about fishes, the species 8472 in Star Trek Voyager does not exist on the Fishes of Australia website. Oh god, no. They brought 8472 back into Star Trek Online, which is bad because in the original series they were basically bad CGI. What is going on with that neck? Is there just is their neck like multiple necks? Like a tripod neck? I'm very confused. Are those like muscles or something? Very confusing. Anyway, that's not Resonite related. Let us, oh no, wait, sorry, I found a head-on picture. It's even more concerning. Wait, do they eat? There's not enough room for cheese there? Anyway, that'll do for office hours. I will go ahead and leave off here. And I will speak to you guys soon. Oh, by the way, the 8472 live in fluidic space, which is space. You know how space is full of nothing? Inside their domain, space is a liquid. Anyway, I'll go ahead and speak to you guys later. If anyone's a PHP expert, DM me. I'll speak to you guys later. Bye-bye.